How many painters do you know? Not the kind with drop clothes and coveralls who will refresh your old basement bathroom with a splashy Buckland blue, but true artists. The ones who toil away in their studio day and night trying to create their lifetime masterpiece. For centuries, the vast majorities of fine artists have done what thousands of artists have done before them. Starve. While the internet has brought with it many media disruptions, it has also created a truly global marketplace for fine artists. Now, these artists no longer have to toil away in their studio hoping to impress an influential gallery owner or praying that the local café will afford them the privilege of a vernissage. Suddenly, through online marketplaces like eBay and Etsy, individual artists have a global audience and are able to sell their creations to anybody and everybody who takes the time to discover them. In these instances, it has also become common for artists to work directly with their customers to deliver both the perfect size and look for their homes and offices. When you walk into the home or office of individuals who have made purchases from these artists, you're not immediately pointing to them and saying, Cezanne, Picasso, Warhol, Renoir. These are, for the most part, unbranded works, created to be both customized and personalized. It's part of a larger trend. Instead of taking the time and resources to beat a brand into the modern consumer's mind, many new entrants are producing these customized and personalized, nearly unbranded, products for an ever-growing global consumer base that is interested less in the label and brand experience, and much more in something that can be uniquely them. This movement has deep roots. In Naomi Klein's controversial 1999 book No Logo, the author looked at various anti-corporate movements that sprung up during the 1990s, from the publication Adbusters to sweatshop labor protests. Ultimately, it generated activism, culture jamming, and public discourse that has become a more broad-based movement. Today, some major mainstream brands are even removing their logos voluntarily. Take Selfridges & Co. The UK-based company was voted best department store in the world at the Global Department Store Summit in 2012. With stores in London, Birmingham, and the Manchester region, they are experimenting and succeeding with a very counterintuitive brand strategy of creating silence. As part of their No Noise initiative, they've launched something called the Quiet Shop, a store within a store for which some of the world's most respected brands have actually removed their logos. These debranded products include the very well-known brands Levi's, Crème de la Mer, and Beats by Dr. Dre, just without their signature logos. Of course, a brand is more than a logo. All too often, something that does not have a logo is often misperceived as lacking brand. Any Marketing 101 course will tell you that a logo is but one important component of what makes a brand. For instance, the unbranded items at Selfridges are all well-known brands despite their lack of logos. In that sense, the ultimate cachet is having such a famous brand that you don't need a logo. But this unbranding movement goes deeper than missing swishers, polo players, or apples with little bites taken out of them. If you look at some of the most interesting coverage of this past year's CES, Consumers Electronics Show in Las Vegas, the vast majority of gadget geeks were not paying that much attention to what the mouse manufacturers were coming out with. Bigger TVs, louder sound systems, and thinner smartphones. The true attention was going to some of the newer initiatives that were launching courtesy of Kickstarter. Look no further than the Pebble e-paper watch. While it scored tons of attention for generating over $10 million in sales and Kickstarter in under 30 days, the product is without traditional brand markings. No logo, no nothing. The majority of the goods available on the contemporary flash sale site Fab also lack any brand unique markings. The maker movement is giving rise to a new industry of individuals who are creating products that are both completely individualized and brandless, and, thanks to the internet, available worldwide. These massive shifts in how we buy online, peer-to-peer, and with a vast global selection, coupled with modern technology, crowdfunding platforms, 3D printers, ability to manufacture fewer products while maintaining margins, bring us to a crossroads where what we have previously defined as a brand, design, experience, and how it makes us feel within our social class gets trumped by a new generation of brands that are without logo, built on pure utility and function, and are intentionally unbranded. That's changing what big stores like Selfridges carry, and what big brands like Levi's produce. The more unbranded these traditional brands become, the more humane and interesting they seem to be.